Hey, P-Sports, I'm David Schuster. It was one of those good NFL games down to the last second as Denny Cab fills us in on the Packers and the Lions from Detroit.
Jake Bates boots the game winner from 35 yards out as time expires to lift the Lions over the Packers 34-31 on Thursday Night Football. The Lions rookie kicker connected on his third game winner of the season and helped the Lions win their 11th straight game, improving to an NFL best 12-1. Jared Goff threw for 283 yards, three touchdowns and a pick, two of the scores coming to wide receiver Tim Patrick in the second half.
I've won the most games I've won in my career. I just had a two-touchdown performance on Thursday Night Football. I got like 30 reporters in front of me right now. I'm very blessed and thankful for this team, honestly.
Josh Jacobs ran for three touchdowns for the second time in 3 weeks, but couldn't get the Packers over the finish line. Green Bay drops to 8-4, falling for just the second time in its last nine games.
Turning to the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers became the first team to reach 20 wins this season, turning back Denver 126-114, that in spite of a triple-double from Nikola Jokic. Speaking of triple-doubles, Luka Doncic had one in Dallas's 137-101 rout of Washington. New York over Charlotte 125-101, Oklahoma City crushing Toronto 129-92, Memphis getting by Sacramento 115-110, New Orleans nipping Phoenix 126-124, Chicago outscoring San Antonio 139-124 and Golden State over Houston 99-93. College hoops, it was an upset in the top 10 Thursday. Dave Ferry with those details.
Penn State has its first win over a top 10 team since 2019 following an 81-70 decision over 8th-ranked Purdue. Penn State coach Mike Rhodes.
When you're in college, you want to create memories. You want to create events and you have those pictures on your phone and those videos on your phone that you could have forever. And today was one of those days where our basketball program made some memories for our students.
The Nittany Lions led 63-36 early in the second half and beat the Boilermakers for the first time in nine tries. The 8-1 Nittany Lions are off to their best start in a decade. Ace Baldwin Jr. scored 17 points, and Freddie DeLone the fifth added 14 as Penn State dropped Purdue to 7-2 in the Big Ten opener for both teams. Trey Kaufman Wren and Fletcher Lawyer each had 15 points for the Boilermakers.
NHL Winnipeg got back into the win column, as Mike Reeves explains.
The Jets ended a four-game losing skid with a 3-2 overtime win over the Sabres in Buffalo. The game-winning goal came with 1:01 left in the extra session off the stick of Adam Lowry.
I think we can be really happy with that win. Obviously, you don't love the start. You give up a goal early, special teams goal. But the way we battled back and the way we stuck with it, I know we're down 2-1 after the first, but I thought a response after a real lackluster St. Louis game was pretty good.
Gabriel Velarde and Kyle Connor also scored for the Jets. Tage Thompson and Dylan Cousins scored the Sabres goals. Buffalo has now lost three in a row. Connor Hellebuck made 28 saves to pick up the win in net.
A wild one in Philadelphia with Florida prevailing 7-5 and Matthew Tkachuk with a five-point night.
I guess one positive going into the third is we're tied on the road. And, we'll take that every time. So, let up one early, but we're able to get a bunch back late. And just a very weird win, but at the end of the day, it's a win. So take it, and we'll go on home with somewhat happy about it.
Elsewhere, Montreal 3-0 over Nashville, Ottawa 2-1 over Detroit. It was Tampa Bay 8 and San Jose 1. Carolina 5-3 over Colorado, Seattle 5-2 over the New York Islanders, Edmonton doubling up Columbus 6-3, St. Louis 4-3 in overtime over Calgary, and off the ice, Chicago fired its coach, Luke Richardson. Coming up, a surprise free agent signing in Major League Baseball. The money certainly has been flowing in Major League Baseball with a lot more to come, but there was an unexpected signing on Thursday with Gethin Kulba filling us in.
Right-hander Luis Severino and the Athletics have agreed to a $67 million three-year contract, according to two AP sources. Severino can opt out and become a free agent after the 2026 season. Severino's deal is the largest for the low-budget franchise, topping a $66 million deal for third baseman Eric Chavez covering 2005 through 2010. Severino, who turns 31 on February 20th, was a free agent for the second straight offseason after going 11-7 with a 3.91 ERA in his only season with the Mets.
And one last note from college football. According to reports, Bill Belichick might go after the vacant job at North Carolina. I'm David Schuster, AAP Sports.